After Jacob Bob's Bay restaurant in Union Beach, New Jersey was completely destroyed during Sandy, owner Gigi Liaguno-Dor considered it a small victory when she reopened 5 months later at a temporary location in a different part of town. But as time went on, she realized that things at the new place just weren't the same.
I still have people call and they'll ask, you know, who's playing on the tiki bar this evening? Is there a wait on the deck? They have no idea that the business was lost. And then when you tell them we're at a temporary location, they kind of ask a couple questions, and then they'll ask, are you on the water? And then I say no, and then they say, oh, okay, and then they don't come, you know, because you're not on the water. Those calls are difficult to answer. It hurts.
And there's another reason why business has been slow all summer. Gigi says many of her customers who lived in town left after the storm and still haven't returned. And she thinks those who have are struggling to get back on their feet and can't even begin to think about going out for dinner. All these factors combined have made things especially hard these last few months.
We have to figure out the mortgage up on the restaurant. We have taxes. We have sewer. I have my house bills. I have my mortgage there. Then we have our rent here. So I've had to do a lot of creative financing. I don't know how much more creativity I have to pull out of my hat.
The Jacob Bob's lease at the temporary location runs through March, but Gigi's still trying to figure out what comes next. She estimates it would cost about $2 million to rebuild at the old site, and if all went according to plan, most of that would be covered by a mix of aid money and insurance. So far, she's gotten nearly $500,000, the maximum payment from her flood insurance, and the Small Business Administration approved her for a $170,000 low-interest loan. But her property insurer, Lloyd's of London, has paid out less than $10,000 on an $850,000 policy that covers everything except water damage.
I was upset at first, and I thought, okay, so breathe, Geege, just breathe. I said, we're going to agree that that's the damage that the wind did. Yes. I said, then come fix it. If you can fix it for $9,657.14, come fix it.
Lloyd's says they can't comment on specific cases, but they've told Gigi that since the storm surge caused the damage, her flood insurance is responsible. She contends that it was the wind that slammed water into the restaurant, collapsing the walls and caving in the roof, so her property insurance should kick in. To make matters worse, Gigi also has a $300,000 business interruption policy, but it's linked to her property insurance, so until this dispute is resolved, she can't access any of that money either. Left with few other options, Gigi's taken what's now become a familiar route for people along the coast.
This is Glenn Jed. He is one of the attorneys that I hired to represent our property up at the beachfront.
On a weekday evening, dozens of Union Beach residents crowded into the main dining room at Jacob Bob's Bay to attend a legal seminar by Ellis Jed and Bodden, one of several law firms traveling up and down the coast, signing up clients in the aftermath of Sandy.
We want to put you on an equal playing field with the insurance industry. When our firm is hired, we actually invest right away in your case and we start writing checks. Write checks to the estimator, write checks to the engineer, write checks to the meteorologist to make sure that we can document your damages. The insurance companies have their experts and you need your expert to fight with their expert and see where the truth lies.
The firm charges between a quarter and a third of any new money it recovers, and it's picked up hundreds of clients with the one-year deadline to file appeals or lawsuits quickly approaching. But Chris Hackett with PCI, an insurance industry lobbying group, says he doesn't think that the number of lawsuits is widespread.
We adjusted thousands of claims in a short amount of time, not only in New Jersey, but in New York. As with any, you know, natural catastrophe where there's thousands of claims, there are going to be a few claims that you know, will take longer to settle, and that's not unexpected.
But that's little consolation for Gigi and other residents and business owners still anxiously waiting for a resolution so they could move on with their lives.
All everybody wants to do is go back home. You have insurance. You pay your premiums. You do what you're supposed to do. In the event that something happens, this is the event. And not to be paid for it and not being able to move forward. That's hard to swallow. That's a hard pill.
Made even harder by the fact that she paid $44,000 a year for all her insurance policies prior to the storm. Gigi's attorney is in the process of filing a lawsuit against her insurance company, but even if she reaches a favorable settlement, she's told it could take at least another year before the case is resolved. And without the business a restaurant with an ocean view brings, she doesn't know if she'll be able to hold out much longer.